Westchester Magazine, March 2010. Upcoming, High Note by Marissa LaScala. Funny business. Comedian Sean Eli Breitbart blends his day job with his more hilarious night gig. If you've seen Jay Leno's monologues on The Tonight Show, you might have caught a quick-witted quip from Pelham's Sean Eli Breitbart, a contributor freelancer for the show. Quote, "As a kid, whenever I thought of something funny, I wrote it down," close quote, says Breitbart, who's been writing jokes since 1993. Quote, "Later, when I saw something in the newspaper and thought of something funny to say about it, I thought that someone like Jay Leno might be telling the same joke. So I contacted him about freelancing for him," close quote. At the time, Breitbart was a Wharton School of Business grad working in finance and marketing. There's an inset of a photo of Sean Eli Breitbart on stage at Gotham Comedy Club, with a photo credit for John Morrison. Though comedy and the corporate world may seem mutually exclusive, Breitbart has made a career of fusing the two. When he started to move from writing jokes to performing in clubs back in 2003, he began taking a stand-up comedy course at the suggestion of a friend. He found that comedy helped him in business. "It helps to have a good sense of humor," he says. "Customers would come see me in shows. Sometimes my boss wasn't too happy about that, but it was something that nobody else could offer. Other people take their clients to comedy shows, but they aren't in them." Last year, Breitbart quit the corporate world to pursue his comedy full-time, and now the tables have turned. Instead of his comedy helping his business life, his business experience informs his comedy. Take, for instance, one of the shows in which he's currently performing, Business School in About an Hour, a clean routine that he performs at corporate events. Quote, "In covering risk management, I use examples in my stand-up comedy rather than from my life in finance and insurance," close quote. In parentheses, he's also put together a second show, Ivy League Comedy, with other Ivy League grads who decided to pursue comedy, close parentheses. His finance background, he says, has helped him manage his career. "It makes absolute sense to run comedy like a business. Some people think you can just show up and tell jokes. I do a lot of research. The worst mistake is to have someone watch you before you're ready to be seen. If you send DVDs to bookers before you're ready, that's a blown opportunity. Of course, smartly managing a career is one thing, but being funny, well, that's something else entirely." Like his favorite comedians, Stephen Wright, Mitch Hedberg, Rita Rudner, and Robert Klein, among others, Breitbart aspires to smart comedy. Even as a catchy, smarty pants URL for his website, brainchampagne.com. "I think of it more like not dumb comedy," he says. "It's not the typical sex jokes. I try to get people to think a little." His material comes from everyday life, jury duty, dating, fighting a parking ticket, his parents. In parentheses, "They've seen his act and they still speak to him. They need me to fix their computer," he says. Breitbart has a brainy way of describing comedy too. Cubism with language. He explains, "It's bizarre to interpret a three-dimensional world in two dimensions. I think comedy does the same thing, only by perverting the language." For examples of his cubist comedy and a couple of one-liners about our country, see the sidebar. He adds, "Comedy is a meritocracy. It takes getting better to realize how good you're not. You're much better than you used to be, but you realize how much farther you have to go. Stage time, stage time, stage time is like the location, location, location of our industry." And the sidebar, Sean Eli Breitbart on cubism with language. "I can't think of a single other word in the English language that means synonym. It's not fair that synonym has no synonym, but antonym gets to have an antonym. My name is Sean Eli. Sean is Irish for John. My parents are Ukrainian. Eli is a Yiddish word meaning he who gets beat up by the Irish kids. Growing up in New York City in Scarsdale. As city kids, we didn't play the normal kid games. We didn't play cops and robbers. There were no cowboys and Indians. Instead, we played a city game, tenants and landlord. The way that game works, you pick a fat kid to be the landlord. Then he chases you around the schoolyard, and if he catches you, you have to give him your lunch money or move to the Bronx. Scarsdale's a classy town. In Scarsdale, the pool boy doesn't just clean the pool, boff the housewife, and leave. No, he stays and cuddles. If that isn't class, I don't know what class is. Clearly, I don't know what class is. In Scarsdale, the mafia doesn't talk about burning down your store to collect protection money. They just threaten to start the rumor that regular people shop there. I lived in the Jewish part of Scarsdale, known as Scarsdale.